You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to ENN. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
And that's the newest Nick, Kemba Walker, staying extra innings. And he's just sitting next to Boogie with the hoodie.
Jerks. Good evening to Don.
People that say that their dog or cat are their children should be institutionalized.
Roasted.
By the way, he knows I'm the world's biggest dog guy, and I'm lockstep with him.
Yeah.
I listen, you can't really out-argue me. I mean, I guess no, I could be better off if I was a dog guy and I had kids and made the argument. But either way, I'm a dog guy without kids, and I still know that when you describe it in those terms, that's crazy.
Well, I know now I know how to pronounce your name. It is Peter. It's certainly not PETA.
Wow.
Let's say good evening to myself. Emma Raducanu. I want to tell you this, guys, right now. I am predicting. No, you know what? Let me just bring in Andrew. When you hear something like that, do you have any gut feelings on what kind of seating that could be looking at?
I want to say top three.
Yeah.
That might be prisoner of the moment, but I want to say top three.
There is some, Don, there's something about this actual sound of the mispronunciation.
Yes.
That really, one more time, Anthony. Emma Raducanu. I think that's gonna. I think I could do something. Let me say good evening to Michael again.
Hey, Boogie with the hoodie.
And lastly, to myself.
Sometimes the best golfers come up short on 3 foot putt with everything on the line.
Thank you.
Don't we have the thing where he
a clack?
Yeah, a clack.
Yeah,
is,
that was a good.
That's good too.
9 o'clock.
Yeah. And you had a terrible misstep too on a read.
I did. That was it.
No, there was something else. No. There was something else. That was on the U.S. Open things, a clack. But there was something on a read that was embarrassing. And
sometimes the best golfers come up short on 3 foot putt with everything on the line.
Yeah, that's it. That is it.
All right. Sorry. Well, thanks for coming back, Michael.
Yeah, you should listen to the show. It's tremendous. Here's Zachy Wilson, the Jets QB on the.
No,
big
he's
news.
Not a baseball player.
What'd I say?
No, if he Zachy was a baseball player, they'd be calling him Zachy. Aaron Boone would be like, "Well, Zachy, he's struggling right now with the bat, but Zachy will be back."
Do that. Yeah,
that's a very good point. Here's Zachary Wilson on being named the Jets captain.
It's definitely an honor. I think it's a role you definitely got to take seriously. It's who people look up to on the team, who they feel like they can come to when any problems or whatever questions come about. And so I definitely don't take it lightly. I thought it was cool.
I got to tell you something, all right? I always end up being negative Michael on the
ENN. Here we go. Do it.
A veteran has a problem on the offensive end. Is he really going to 22-year-old Zachy? Hey, Cap, I really need some help. Come on.
Listen, it's an honor, but come on.
Come on. Don, stop. Come on.
When 30 of the 32 quarterbacks are captains, I think Greeny said it, when – if Tagovailoa is not a captain, that there's something up there. So the fact that they gave it to him, I mean, it's cool, but it's not
earth-shattering.
It's not.
Let's hear from Zach again.
Zachy.
On his own personal leadership.
Something I've tried to work on just myself is like my personal emotional connections with guys off the field. you know, obviously everything's business when we're here, and on the field you want to be that guy they can look to, but off the field you want to be somebody that like actually gets to know them and understands, you know, their background, where they came from. And so I think that's, you know, super important, you know everybody's name and kind of their story. And so I've always kind of taken that approach, is use that kind of time in the cafeteria, whatever, to be able to do stuff like that.
And lastly, if there's any pressure on validating the Jets selecting Zach Wilson this season.
That's definitely not something I think about. You know, he's doing his own thing now. You know, he's got a great situation going for him. It's not, you know, I think the organization, you know, already decided to go one way, and it's not because Sam's not a good football player. It's just, you know, they wanted a fresh start. And so I'm happy for him, and it's a new situation for me. So that's not even something that crosses my mind. It's just, how can I just, you know, continually get better every single day, you know, prepare to do the right things on Sunday, and, you know, how can I help our team win football games?
He also said afterwards, I mean, come on, Sam's a joke. Don't even compare him to me.
I don't think he said that. Please don't.
No, he didn't. He didn't say that, but it was
We desperately need to play. Can we please play?
What do you mean, a game?
Yeah, we just need to play. Even though I do feel like I'm flying blind with this season because the preseason was a joke, let's just play. I'm tired of analyzing it, going over everything that's being said, how great he's going to be, all the predictions. Let's watch. Like, flush it. Come on, let's play. So
in essence, you're saying I'm good.
Oh, I'm ready.
He's good on this.
I think he's going to go 0-for-3 in picks this week. That's what I think.
Let's hear from Sam.
Maybe. At least I've got the guts to come up with our bet. I will be pegged in the back by tennis balls from either Al Leiter or David Cohn.
I think we're going to find out down the line, Michael, that Don has some weird fetish and wants to
I don't
to
have
pegged.
A fetish. I don't enjoy pain. But what I enjoy is that our audience be honored and show our audience the respect they deserve by actually coming up with punishments for the loser before we start our picks.
You couldn't be more right, Peter. He's going to enjoy this.
How long has he been pushing for getting paid?
Yeah, and we haven't even signed off.
Because I want to come up with something. That's what I came up with.
No, you want to be punished. You want to be punished. You know, why don't we also put a red tennis ball in your mouth?
Oh, my God.
Why did I get a cortisone shot in my knee yesterday if I enjoy pain?
Because you know that the cortisone shot hurts, and it was probably greater
pain. Oh, you like the knee. Hey, Bear, simmer down.
They numbed the knee down.
Perfect. Let's hear from Sam.
I don't have a fetish. I don't enjoy pain.
Sam is up against the Jets this weekend, and Sam was asked if he has any regrets on his time in New York.
I mean, I don't know if I have any regrets. I mean, obviously things didn't go our way. You know, wish we would have won more games. I think that's pretty obvious. But, yeah, I mean, I've met a lot of great people there in New York, have a lot of great friends that are still with the organization. So, yeah, I don't regret anything.
I'm shocked he didn't mention us because I thought that we were a highlight.
Well, or regret that, you know, I wish I could have brought more, you know, like I was on with those guys every week. They were always really nice and I was just always polite. I wish I'd just once said, you know what? Screw Adam Gase. I mean, I'll say this about Sam. He never had a misstep in any conversation he had with us. With the exception of saying, what do you say? Sucks a lot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sucks was
that
big.
He's one of the biggest.
He was suckalicious. He really was.
You know, he's one of the biggest suck guys in the business. He loves to say suck. 9 o'clock tonight. You happy? His own personal leadership.
Oh, Lidl, Lack, 9 o'clock. I mean, come on. I'm the greatest broadcaster ever here.
Oh, my God.
He
said on Earth.
Everything I'm saying is great.
Sending well wishes out to WWE executive, a boss of Peter Rosenberg, friend of the K Show, Triple H, who was announced today out of the blue, is recovering from surgery following, quote, a cardiac event.
Ooh, how old is he?
He's pushing 50. Triple H underwent a successful procedure last week at Yale New Haven Hospital following a cardiac event, WWE said in a statement. The episode was caused by a genetic heart issue, and Paul is expected to make a full recovery. So absolutely want to send our best out to Triple H. I'm sorry, he's not pushing 50. He's 52.
Okay.
He pushed it aside already, but it sounds like it was a genetic thing, and thank God he's doing all right. So, so send him, Set in love.
Did you see who was making the rounds on all the News 12 outlets in the tri-state area the
Go
last
ahead.
Couple of days? Is
Steve Martin and Martin Short?
No. David LaGreca.
Really?
On this whole, you know, WWE moving their facility a couple of miles. They went to him. I'm getting text messages because I don't have News 12. It's not a DirecTV vehicle. I'm getting text messages all over the place. They did have like a 25-minute sit-down on like news12.com in the Bronx with him over this.
Well,
the guy's a star.
First of all, your brother is a star. Second of all, that's not because he did News 12 in the Bronx for 25 minutes, okay? It's because he has the most popular wrestling radio show. People love it, and you're excited because he did a sit-down on news12.com. Well, listen, you're a fan of old media.
I think he's really underestimating the power of News 12.
First of all, don't insult it by saying .com. It's not a .com.
He said it was. No, but he said the sit-down was on .com.
Right, because, well, they took an excerpt, and then they said, if you want more with David LaGreca, go to our website.
So they know to drive more traffic to the website, you got to promote LaGreca.
Right. So, I mean, and no news outlet's going to have a 25-minute sit-down with anybody. You know, so but it's a legitimate news organization.
I also saw that he was attacked again by Thunder Rosa.
It's becoming a big deal. Isn't that nice? I don't get it.
You mean his issues with Thunder Rosa?
I don't get it. Again, well, you talk about my end game with the hair. I want to know what his end game with this is going to be.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully to get a win over Thunder Rosa at one point in time. We played yesterday a clip. Who did we play a clip from saying Saquon should not play the opener?
Oh, that would be Jeff Saturday.
Oh, it was the great Jeff Saturday.
Yes.
Well, now, counterpoint from the great Mark Schlereth.
I love Schlereth. I really do.
Green chili.
He was on with Kellerman. Wait. Oh, it's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. I was trying to figure out the initials. Thank you. K, I thought, was for
Kellerman. Broadcasters on planet Earth.
Oh, there is, I guess there's a rule at this company.
K has to be first.
Except on this show.
That if you played, then your name comes first.
It's also a rule that every single show on this network lists everybody on the show except this one. And it's a disgrace, frankly.
Really? You want to see a change? Well, good luck changing it now. I don't even know who you'd ask.
We don't know who to go to.
that's terrible.
It's terrible and also true. So
hi, Tim. We'd like to change the name. Oh, you don't work here? Oh. Well, who do we
right.
call? Don't know? Okay.
Emma
Raducanu.
All right. Here's Mark Schlereth on Saquon should play this weekend.
I think you're going to play your players. And, you know, he's right about the fact that you don't get the hit and do all the things you used to be able to do to make sure a guy is ready. But you're never ready. Coming off an ACL, you're never ready until you have that kind of sudden epiphany, until you go in there and actually do it. So you can wait around. You know, you can wait around until you get booted out of the league. And the point being is that when you're physically able to perform and you're ready to perform, still mentally, there's still a hurdle you have to get over. You'll never jump over that hurdle until you get into a game. So at some point, you got to play.
He's right. Stink yeah. is right.
No question.
Stink.
Honestly, the all-time worst nickname.
Oh, I wish I had a nickname like Stink.
Really?
Oh, I really do. I mean, that's a nickname people remember. I mean, I had to give myself a nickname, Caster. I didn't earn
I
it. It was like smelling
right,
bad.
Peter. Stench. In my Marinac.
Stench and Stink are distant relatives.
Hey, no, it's Bennett.
Yeah.
They're distant relatives?
Yeah.
I think they're twins.
No, Stench and Stink are different.
which is better?
I think Stench is better. Stink is like raw.
Now, question. you think people in real life are calling Bennett Stench now?
I think all of his friends call him Stench. I think he introduces himself as Stench.
Yeah, I think he's proud of it.
You think his girlfriend's like, hey, this is my boyfriend, Stench?
No, I think his girlfriend's like, what a stench.
All right. Yeah, no, we should have let that one go.
But yeah, she stays. That's amazing.
She stays.
Ed Orgeron has an interesting situation this weekend.
Sissy Blue.
He will be facing his own son. His son is the starting quarterback of what? Weber State? Is that what you said, Andrew?
Yes.
No, McNeese State.
Oh.
And by Don says yes.
No, what because I hack. Thought he was asking for the pronunciation. What it's not hack. Weber State. It's Weber State. That's what I thought. I don't even know this kid existed until 30 seconds ago. I just guessed that he was asking whether it was Weber or Weber.
I knew it was Weber. But all right. Well, you know what they say about McNeese State. It's Weber State at Jays. Here's Orgeron on the challenge of facing your own son.
It is challenging, but I'm a coach, so I know how to coach. And I mean, tone down a couple of words I use because it is my son. But besides that, Cody knows we're coming, man. Hey, we're hungry. We have this station on our belt, and we're coming, and McNeese is on our way. He understands that.
Yeah. Is I'll that tell you why.
If it was me, I might recuse myself from the game. I couldn't plan for my son to fail.
Well, hold on. I agree with you and disagree with you. I could coach against my son, but in football, where you're dialing up defenses to attack your own son,
right?
That to me would be hard.
Yeah, but you got to realize something you're completely forgetting.
Go ahead.
This is a football coach. He might be being introduced to his son this weekend.
Oh, excellent point.
You know, I heard he's a nice boy. I'm excited to meet him for the first time. Last time I saw him, he was a baby.
He was reared by his wife and his mom. I stay out of that. I'm a football coach. I stay out of the rearing.
Everything said about football coach, you call football coach. You know, man, I know. See the little baby. The baby going to eat the food. Come on before the game. French fry. See him on Saturday. See him on Sunday. I don't know the boy.
I'm going to watch my language in front of the boy, but I'm going to tell the defense to fold that kid in half.
I wish I could join in, but my surgery doesn't allow me to.
Well, you know what? I just bought some Manuka honey today. I might need it. By the way, Manuka honey at Trader Joe's, guys, $14.
No, it's not real Manuka.
Not the real. You got to get the real stuff.
Like, you're getting Macrappa. You're not getting Manuka. From New Zealand? It's got to be from New Zealand.
If it's not from New Zealand, throw it out.
You want me to go look right now?
Take your time.
I'll look later. Forget it. If you guys aren't committed.
If you're not $14 Manuka, if you paid anything less than like $35 for it, it's not real.
I say 50.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So, $50. So what does Manuka actually mean?
It means nectar of the gods.
Wow, that really stumped you, huh?
Yeah.
That silence was quite
a
little.
No, it's a special kind of honey that reduces inflammation.
Right.
And when your throat hurts, it's inflamed. There's inflammation there. It reduces it. And you got some kind of Pine Brothers honey.
No, listen.
You
I
got
trust...
ripped off. Your honey's worth about $2, and they charge you $14.
No, I trust
you. You got Honey Boo Boo.
No, you are Honey Boo Boo, and I trust Trader Joe. Let's hear from Cody Orgeron, the supposed son who Ed's never met. Here's Cody about facing his dad.
Well, they were able to come to the spring game, so I would ask them after the games what they thought and stuff. They'd give me their feedback. My dad called me this morning. He was watching our film against West Florida this morning, telling me I made some good plays, and you know, he's proud of me too, but you know, he's game planning against me too, so you know, I'm sure he's not going to tell me all my weaknesses. You know, he's going to try to expose them a little bit, but you know, I'm going to try to do the same as well, so it's going to be fun.
Why wouldn't you recruit your son? Really, why wouldn't you?
You know, I have a lot of conversations with my dad. Of course, it's me talking to the TV, and he doesn't talk back. So it'll be exciting to see him in person. I know it's going to be really nice.
Isn't that nice?
When they talk about football, it's like you and dad talking about George McGovern.
Yeah, that is true. So Emma Raducanu.
Stop.
She's the second teen to reach the U.S. Open semis. She's 18. The young Brit, and she upset the Olympic gold medalist Belinda Benchard, 6'3", 6'4", and now she'll play Layla Fernandez of Canada in the final four.
Dr. Max April just texted me and Donna, said my Manuka explanation was very good.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
We live by the stuff. Just don't fly with it because you'll lose it.
Oh, and you know those people are selling it too.
Yeah. Nothing gets me more angry than when stuff gets taken from me at the airport. It's really upsetting. I had a whole full thing of toothpaste taken recently. What am I going to do with the toothpaste? What?
I love that you can't bring water through there, but then you go to Hudson News and you can spend $18 for water.
But meanwhile, the water you could bring could be what? I'm still waiting for the explanation. All right, you know what we need to do, Don? We need to take a break and come back and continue some ENN and lead us right up to the big fella. You know what I mean?
I would love that.
How was the big fella yesterday without me? Because I always think I'm a big part of that.
Open?
He brought it.
He did he?
Shut up, fatty. Time to move on.
He really did.
He's great. He really is great.
Yeah, I love the big fella.
Well, let's towel off then, because we have more ENN coming up in just a moment, right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Weber State, is that what you said, Andrew?
Yes.
No, McNeese State.
Oh.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh. Sweet, sweet sounds of I Want It All of the Peter Rosenberg The Real Late album. As we welcome you back to ENN on this Wednesday evening. If you're joining ENN late, you missed a lot, including this is rare. We heard from LSU head coach Ed Orgeron earlier, and here's what Orgeron had to say when he was on the show.
He was reared by his wife and his mom.
What else did he say?
I'm going to tell the defense to fold that kid in half.
And anything else?
No, I heard he's a nice boy. I'm excited to meet him for the first time. Last time I saw him, he was a baby.
That was very good. You were more Sling Blade than I was.
I'm going to get those French fried potatoes.
I like them French fried potatoes. Mm-hmm. And French fry. See him on Saturday. See him on Sunday. I don't even know the boy.
I love when we get in our, like, guttural football rant.
Oh yeah, we have a thing for New Orleans.
This
football.
Is a football coach.
It reminded me of Cajun Don. There's no doubt about it. Whew, okay,
I enjoyed that segment.
Me too, quite a bit. By the way, can I just say something real quick? We've been lifting up the curtain all day, haven't we?
Yes.
You really notice from an energy standpoint. How much do you notice going from 4.5 to 4 hours?
Yeah, it's different. It hits a lot different.
It hits much different. When you look up at that clock and it's 5 o'clock instead of four, huge. It hits majorly different.
Nine o'clock tonight.
Is it hitting you different, Andrew?
It's I can't even believe that it's only a 30-minute difference. It feels like it's a 2-hour difference.
It's shocking how different it is.
And listen, we love what we do.
Oh my God, do we? We're blessed. But still.
But there is a reality.
There is a reality. The second someone starts paying you to do something you love, here's the thing: it does become a job. There is still a job component. Now, speaking of work and money, Ben Roethlisberger says that his teammate T.J. Watt should get whatever the heck he wants. Roethlisberger willingly reduced his salary by $5 million, which freed up about 15 in cap space for this season. And he'd like to see the Steelers use that money to give an extension to Watt. Now, based on what I've seen of Roethlisberger's play over the last year, I think it would be fair to reduce his salary to zero so you could give him as many pieces of help on both sides of the ball to will Pittsburgh to be what they've been generally in the Roethlisberger era.
Yeah, but you were 11-0. I know that's the defense that Steeler fans will always have. Well, if we so bad, then we were 11-0. That's
Who ended that win streak?
Oh, that would be your Washington football team.
Oh, I remember it.
Oh, and did you happen to see the list of eight? I guess Schefter had a conversation.
He did with Tanya Snyder.
And so we had, I get it's down to eight. And Washington football team is one of the eight. Now, she said that we're down to three, but would not reveal what the three were. So it just expanded out to eight.
And I think there's
why
a little bit of a disconnect between the eight that she said existed and the ones that people were reporting Jason Wright to have said existed. But here's what they reportedly are.
Right.
And you tell me which ones can even be considered, and which is an instantly out.
Okay.
Okay. The Washington Red Hogs.
Blah.
Out.
The Washington Defenders.
That's in.
The Washington Armada.
Out.
Blah.
The Washington Presidents.
Out.
Blah.
The Washington Brigade.
Out.
Blah.
The Washington Commanders.
I'll keep it in.
The Washington Red Wolves.
Out.
Blah.
Really? Wow. And the Washington Football Team.
Well, the reason I'm down on the Red Hogs and the Red Wolves is it should be, if you're going to go there, go Red Tails. There's a history there. Like, it makes a lot more sense, right?
I'm going to find out why Red Tails is there.
Why Red Tails didn't make the cut? Armada? What are we sailing ships? We're playing football. Defenders is interesting. I like that. That's probably the best one of them. But I got to tell you, Washington Football Team is looking better and better.
What do you mean in terms of as a name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think as you get here, you want to know the only problem I'm having with Washington Football Team? Next Thursday night, for example, very excited because I'll be going home for the Jewish holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be taking off on Thursday so Michael can call me a fraud as I fast with the family and Natalie. And after we break fast, for the first time ever in my life, we will break fast, and then there is a Washington football game against who? Next Thursday night? Your New York Football Giants.
That's right.
I'm very excited. Called my friend Allison today, and I was like, hey, talked about maybe having her come over with her daughter for the break fast. And I said, did you know after the break fast? And I ended up saying Redskins still, because when you're talking to a fellow fan and you want to say that your team has a game that night, saying, hey, after the break fast, there's a Washington football game. It sounds crazy to say that. It does not come out of your mouth.
Yeah, but it just – you got to figure something out because obviously you've got –
there's a WFT game. You could say that.
Well, just, hey, Washington's playing.
But that's weird to say Washington's playing because we're all from Washington. It doesn't sound right to say Washington's playing – if, especially for them, they're in Washington. It just doesn't sound like, Andrew, would you ever say Philadelphia's playing about the Eagles?
Yeah, I probably would. I mean, this is also not that weird. Like, this is a thing that exists in soccer. You know, European soccer teams, they do have team names, but they don't really go by them. I mean, you would just say, like, Liverpool's playing today, Manchester United. Like, that's
true.
They don't really have team names, and it's been accepted for generations.
You say Manchester United or Man U.
Man
you
U.
Say Manchester.
Well, that's because there's two teams, but yeah.
It also depends on the context of the conversation, right? If it's a general sports conversation, say in November, when the Wizards are playing and the Capitals are playing, saying Washington's playing tonight, well, then you're going to have to give me more information. But if you're in a football conversation, all right, who do the Giants have left on their schedule? Well, they've got the Eagles, they've got the Cowboys, they've got Washington. Like, that's fine, right?
Oh, yes, generic football conversation, that makes sense.
But when you've got your guide on your TV where it says Giants versus football team, like, they got to clean that all up.
I don't understand how that can't get fixed.
I know.
Why is that not switched to Washington? It's like they have to do it based on what the name is.
Because
and the name is technically football team.
Because the way they formatted, I guess, was it's – the first name is the city, and the second name is the nickname. So they put Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants, Washington Redskins. But now the Redskins are taken away, so football team then gets slotted where Redskins would be. And when they decide not to put the city in, it becomes just football team.
Correct. And I don't like that at all. It makes me feel strange inside.
Gives you a strange sensation, if you will.
Yeah, I don't like the sensation that I get. I don't hate Red Hogs I don't hate Red Hogs. I could, cause I like the idea of going to Hogs. That sounded weird, but you get the idea. Maybe that would be a problem in general.
I get it, and that's the heyday of the franchise. But it's also just one era, right?
True.
It's just one time. It's kind of just one team.
I don't hate a Red Wolf.
But if you're going to go Red Tails, that makes sense.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there was a reason. Maybe the descendants of the Red Tails didn't like it. They didn't want to be a mascot. Maybe. I'm trying to get an answer.
I heard something about that, right?
Maybe. Bettors are favoring Bills quarterback Josh Allen to be the league MVP. How do you like that?
Why not? He's the best quarterback in his division on a team that's favored to win that division.
With some weapons.
I think this team's coming of age. You've seen them get better. You just got to get over who they are, right, because of the 30 years of losing and the history. But you're starting to see this team evolve. Like Cleveland, you got to get over that too. That's not your typical Browns. They're beginning to evolve into something here. I'll tell you, that AFC's wide open, right? I mean, Kansas City's still very good. But what are the Ravens and the Steelers? You know, I think the Browns are the best team in that division right now, right?
Well, yeah,
Bills
we had
are the
Greeny,
best team in their
Greeny
division. When's
the
last
Browns
time you said that?
We had Greeny pick the Browns for the Super Bowl today.
Right. So when was the last time the Browns and the Bills were the best teams in their division? You know, I just think that this and the NFC. I mean, when we asked Greeny the question about, like, who do you think is going to the Super Bowl, it's a great question. Who's the clear-cut favorite? With New Orleans now, with Breeze being gone, you don't know what Dak Prescott's going to be. Changeover with the new quarterback in Washington. There's so many. It's so interesting.
The last time the Browns were that good, I was running into Suzanne Summers at Studio 54, babe.
There you go, Dennis.
You have to do a Dennis Miller, you have to go back a long way, and you have to reference someone famous but random and ideally political or just a random actor from that time.
Oh, last time the Browns were that good. Walter Mondale.
Right, you got maybe Mondale would play well. Andrew, what can you tell us about the U.S. men's national team game tonight?
It's their third World Cup qualifier. They have really underachieved in the first two. They only tied both of them against teams that a lot of people think they probably should have beaten. But there's more.
Who'd they tie in the first two?
El Salvador and Canada. Not a good start.
This team is such a joke.
Well, they're not, though, but that's actually the thing, is that this team is actually supposed to be legitimately good.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Tell me why. You're the soccer guy. Tell me why.
So they've beaten Mexico twice this summer to win two different trophies, the second time of which the U.S. didn't send their top team, and Mexico sent most of their best players, and the U.S. beat them.
Can I throw something back at you there?
Sure.
You know, you're the soccer expert, not me. I am slinging here as a casual fan who gets excited for the World Cup and has been nauseated since they didn't qualify. A moment we watched together, and it was horrifying to say in a word. Doesn't it feel like the only good team we ever beat is Mexico? So pardon me if I don't get that excited about that.
I don't know that that's true, but I mean, we play them the most because we're in the same region as them, so maybe that's why it feels that way. And we weren't in the last World Cup, so we didn't really have an opportunity in years now to really play another legitimately good team in a major competition. But the other thing interesting about this game tonight is that one of our best players, Weston McKennie, who plays for Juventus in Italy, so a great team, he was sent home during the week for breaking COVID protocol. And it's a bad look because, like I said, he's one of the three best players on the team. He's one of the leaders of the team. And, I don't know. No one seems to really be divulging the details, but it sounds like it was pretty bad and pretty dumb. And so, you know, it's unfortunate that, like, you've spent all these years and now you've got these great players who are playing for major teams in Europe, and he's out of this huge game for a dumb reason like that. Another guy has an injured ankle who plays for Barcelona. Another guy who plays in Germany, Gio Reyna, he's out with a hamstring. So we spent years waiting for this moment, and now these key players are kind of dropping like flies for various reasons. So it's a big one tonight.
Is Gio Claudio's family?
It's his son, yeah.
Wow! It's his son?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm so old. That can't be possible. I thought it would still be younger brother.
Well, you're not that. Gio Reyna is only 18, so
okay.
It's not like you shouldn't feel too old.
And World Cups make time go very fast when it comes
right.
to soccer. Now, lastly, will this game be available on a real channel or I have, like, bootleg on ADTHE?
One.
Come on.
I think it's awful.
It's not on anywhere?
I believe. Well, it's on a couple Spanish-speaking networks, I believe. And then I believe CBS has the rights, and I think that they have put it on Paramount Plus, which
I think I have that actually, but that's a disgrace. Don, isn't that
a
disgrace?
I'm not happy about it either.
Especially on a random, what is it, Wednesday? Well, what do you got going
on? You're not up against football. The only thing going on is baseball.
A lot of games are in the afternoon. There's only a handful of night games.
That upsets me.
The only way to make me feel better, there's only one way. The big fella. And he's coming up next. That'll do it for ENN on this Wednesday, September the 8th.
And we'll find out what's happened with Carlin next on 98.7 ESPN New York.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.